This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Word just in that the economy grew at a tepid 1.1% rate last quarter, a sign that the Fed's continuing rate hikes are causing a slowdown. That word just in to us this morning. Jack Teixeira finds out today whether he'll have to stay in jail. He's the man charged with leaking those classified documents. Prosecutors say he kept an arsenal of weapons and talked of murder on social media. The AP's Donna Warder.
Prosecutors are asking a federal judge to keep an Air National Guardsman behind bars while he awaits trial for allegedly leaking highly classified military documents. The Justice Department filed court papers late Wednesday, saying that 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira may still have access to secret national defense information and could expose it. Justice Department lawyers say that would be a grave threat to U.S. national security. A detention hearing is scheduled for today in federal court in Worcester, Massachusetts. Teixeira has been in jail since his arrest earlier this month. I'm Donna Warder.
As trial gets underway this morning in New York, E. Jean Carroll is expected to continue testifying about Donald Trump and what she says he did to her. The AP's Jennifer King.
Former columnist E. Jean Carroll testified in her lawsuit against former President Trump. She says Trump raped her in 1996 and ruined her reputation. Trump denies the allegations. His lawyers say he may testify.
Ukraine wants its missing children back. Children forcibly taken to Russia, says Ukraine. Now it's asking Pope Francis to help facilitate the return of those children. Iran has seized an oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman, a tanker sailing under the flag of the Marshall Islands. The U.S. Navy says what Iran did is contrary to international law. This is AP News. In Montana,
a transgender lawmaker in Montana has been barred by Republicans from the House floor. Zoe Zephyr had told lawmakers who approved a bill barring gender-affirming care for minors they had blood on their hands. Before the vote, she said she will not back down on behalf of the LGBTQ community and her constituents.
I will always stand up for them, and I will always, no matter what happens today, stand up for democracy in the state of Montana.
The vote means Zephyr is barred from the House floor for the rest of the 2023 session. She was critical of Speaker Matt Rieger.
When he gaveled down, what he was doing is driving a nail in the coffin of democracy.
Republican David Beatty says what Zephyr did was an assault on representative democracy.
Worse yet, she actively participated in disrupting the lawful activities of this legislature. Such behavior must have consequences.
Zephyr will still be able to vote remotely in Montana under terms of the punishment. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.